Thai hairstylist Ponsupa Hatayong is making medical workers fighting the new coronavirus feel just a little better. She is providing free haircuts for them at hospitals in Bangkok. Ponsupa says at first she was unsure about offering her service, thinking it was unimportant. But now she is pleased with the warm welcome she receives from healthcare workers. Thailand's hair shops have been closed for more than a month to help stop the spread of COVID-19, the disease caused by the new coronavirus. Ponsupa began her free service at the end of March. On her first hospital visit, Ponsupa had planned on cutting the hair of 6 health workers. Instead, she gave haircuts to 30 of them. On her second visit, a group of 20 quickly turned into 50. Ponsupa said, "They just kept coming. Some arrived in their medical gowns and asked if they could get a haircut right away as they had to go to work." At that point, she asked her friends to help her. Bangkok Metropolitan Administration General Hospital is the 4th hospital where she has given haircuts. The team provides about 50 haircuts each day. For this kind of work, they would normally ask customers to pay 500 baht, or about $15. Ponsupa wears protective clothing on all parts of her body as she works. She uses a spray containing alcohol on her equipment between customers. The haircutting team is not paid, and Ponsupa says she is living on money she had saved. She adds that she is just proud her skill is making a difference. She told the Associated Press, "The doctors are so happy to get a haircut. It's like we lift something off their chest. Perhaps not chest, but head. I think they feel lighter and relaxed. They all want to do something with their hair, so it's easy to clean and ready for work." For Dr. Thiraphat Jeetpunkusan, it is the humanity behind the haircut that really counts. He said, "I don't feel like this is merely a service I am getting. It feels like more of a kindness given by a group of people to our hospital staff. This is more than just a haircut." I'm Jonathan Evans.